My name is Joel Mayhill. I'm with Phytogen Dow AgriScience. A couple of my colleagues earlier this afternoon have given presentations on other varieties, and they've briefly alluded to Pima varieties. So we'll take a trek out west to the western Pima growing areas of the United States, and I and my co-author here, David Anderson, are here to present some information on a new Phytogen Pima with Roundup Flex technology. I changed my title a little bit in order to, besides covering information on good high yield performance and the Flex herbicide technology, but also to cover some information on a very important concern of ours out west, and that is a particularly virulent Fusarium race 4 that plagues us out west, and particularly in the San Joaquin Valley. So I'm going to present information on our new Phytogen 811 Roundup Flex Pima. Phytogen's been around working out west in the Acala and Pima growing regions and developing successful varieties for quite a few years. From our inception, our mission has been to improve the overall economics of cotton production by becoming the leader's preferred provider of new technology and high-yielding cultivars prized by the mills for their spinning ability. Of course, our major objectives are developing cultivar varieties with high yield potential, herbicide tolerance, providing grower options, maintaining high levels and unsurpassed fiber quality parameters, and certainly in more recent years to develop levels of tolerance and resistance to Fusarium race 4. Background history in the breeding development of 810 RF Pima. The Roundup Flex technology in early years at Phytogen was transferred into conventional Pima varieties by back cross introgression. And in the early years, we were introgressing into a Phytogen variety called Phytogen 76 Pima. And then a number of years ago, another conventional variety, Phytogen 800 Pima, emerged and had a much improved yield potential, fiber quality package, and also disease resistance inherent in Phytogen 800. At that time, we switched our introgression program primarily to 800 as a recurrent parent, and following back cross conversion, the most promising Roundup Flex Pima lines were initially evaluated at locations in the San Joaquin Valley, and of course were essential characteristics including yield, potential, and fiber quality. Leading lines among this group were evaluated for tolerance to Fusarium race 4 and what is now today a robust cooperation with University of California Cooperative Extension Program with Bob Huttmacher and with Mike Davis, who is the state plant pathologist at University of California, Davis. Lines were with excellent tolerance were selected for more extensive testing. This period of time preceded the year 2010. Phytogen 811 Roundup Flex Pima was developed from a reselection of a Phytogen experimental line that we called CB11. Many of you know that a number of years in the development of 805 Roundup Flex Pima, we launched that a number of years ago, and 805 has become a successful variety, taking the major market share acreage of the western Pima growing area. 811 that I'm reporting to you today is this fiber data, HVI fiber data, exemplifies those early progeny lines that we were looking at prior to 2010. Now, in the recent years, over a three-year average and 19 test locations, we've evaluated the lint yield potential of 8-11, and for three consecutive years, 8-11 has performed as good or significantly better at most of the locations. These are over locations for each of 3 years. And over 19 locations, 8-11 has demonstrated a 3% yield advantage over 805. And again, I mentioned 805 today is still a prominent variety. So we have a lot of excitement over Phytogen 811 RF Pima. One of the analytical tools that we use in Phytogen R&D is called GGE Biplot. And there's a couple of different ways to look at the using this analytical tool. And one of them is what you're seeing here is what we call a which, one, where. And this, what this captures is that Phytogen 811 is a very high-performing variety, and it's exemplified that in a cluster over to the upper right-hand side of the graph here, in most of the locations that we've tested in. The other grafting method is what we call a mean versus stability. And if you look at that red line going off to the right side there, you see that Phytogen 811 RF is just almost sitting directly on that red line. And this indicates that Phytogen 811 is very stable over multiple test locations, or certainly over most of them. Some of the other test locations that are kind of down in the other quadrants to the slightly to the lower and the left are either very variable locations, or they're located further south in the San Joaquin Valley. Look at fiber quality. In the development of Phytogen 811 Roundup Flex, we have found that these are averaged over 19 trial locations in the last 3 years, and 811 has maintained excellent fiber quality parameters equal to 805, with the exception of slightly improved fiber uniformity and fiber elongation. One thing we look at in the West is the market is real keen on fiber micronair. The San Joaquin Valley, just the natural environment, grows very mature fiber. So if we have high micronairs, that may mean that we're getting away from fineness. So 811 has a tendency to have a lower micronair, and therefore it'd be a finer fiber. Even though this doesn't show significance, it's an important factor we look at. Now I want to talk about Fusarium race 4. This has been a concerning factor in our western growing area of California, particularly the San Joaquin Valley. A lot of people have been working on it, including the state and the Extension Service. We have recently evaluated these varieties. Well, I say recently. We've been evaluating our experimental varieties for quite a few years out there so as to identify genetic sources of resistance and to perpetuate them in any variety launches that we have. And one thing that emerged quite a number of years ago is there are some varieties, Pimas, that are very susceptible. And when we launched 805, it showed a very high level of Fusarium race 4 tolerance. And now today, reporting here, our recent evaluations under Fusarium race 4 pressure, Phytogen 811 even has a higher level of tolerance. I'd go as far as saying it's highly resistant. We evaluate for Fusarium race 4 in two different methods, the foliar damage index, but primarily the root vascular stain index is the most valid phenotypic screen. We have since recently engaged in a really robust Fusarium Race 4 screening efforts in collaboration, as I mentioned, with Mike Davis at the University of California. These are pictorial representations of the vascular stain symptoms. To the left, the resistant, you see no brown vascular staining, and to the right, on a very susceptible dissected stem or stalk, the extensive browning of the vascular tissue. In summary, Phytogen 811 Roundup Flex Pima is a new Pima variety from Phytogen, and it offers consistently high yield over locations and over years stability. The Roundup Flex technology, excellent tolerance to Fusarium Race 4, and superior fiber length and strength to other Pima varieties available in the market. At this time, we do have a seed supply, but it's limited supply for 2013. And I'll entertain any questions. But my red light's going off.